Let us move on to agenda item number two, which is matters arising. If I can draw your attention to our minutes on page 10, paragraph 3.22, regarding the Avenue of Stars, AOS, and Salisbury Garden, the revitalization plan, the project proponent would consult the task force again on its commercial activities, as well as the management approach within the renovated AOS in due course. So this is not ready yet, right? Is there a timeline for this? Because I think the improvement has been scheduled in the third quarter of 2015, right? Is there a timeline? Margaret, yeah.
I think it is still being prepared, but we don't have a definite timeline at the moment. Okay, when we get prepared, we'll come back to the task force to present. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Margaret. So then it's paragraph 6.2, which is on pages 14 and 15. So this is with regard to the cycle track between Chun Wan and Tuen Mun. And CEDD would update the task force on this project. So I think, Joyce, you have something to report on the update.
Thank you, Chair Lady. I received the information from our project team with regard to the advanced work of Chun Wan Tuen Mun cycle track, which is the section between Cheng Chun Bridge and Bayview Garden. The project team has finalized the alignment, and they plan to consult the Chun Wan District Council on the latest alignment in July 2015, which is basically the alignment that the task force has discussed last year. So subject to the support from Chun Wan District Council, the project team will gazette the modification of the cycle track alignment within this year. And for the Stage 1 and Stage 2 works of Chun Wan Tuen Mun cycle track project, which is the section between Bayview Garden and Samsung Estate of Tuen Mun, the project team is reviewing the cycle track alignment and the implementation strategy. The project team will consult the task force again after the review, and they will consider to consult the task force again.
Thank you, Joyce. That's very helpful. It's good to see progress in the cycle track, which we have actually discussed quite a number of times, and we have a site visit to the area last year. Thank you. So that moves us to the next matters arising, also on page 15, paragraph 6.7. This is the issue on the Cheng Yi waterfront, and this will be discussed under agenda item 4 of this meeting. So I think that's basically concludes the matters arising. There's no other matter arising for follow-up. Is there any comments? Yes, Paul?
In previous occasions, we recirculated a request for approval for the short-term use of Washington Street and Bailey Street STT sites for parking users. We've objected to that, and we continue to object to that. We know that the matter of Coates Park has been discussed in the committee, but for this committee, the approval of the STT use for parking is outstanding. So I don't see it in a progress report or on the matters arising, but it is a matter of our previous discussion. So I would just like to point out that we maintain the objection to the use, and we urge for an urgent implementation for the park extension, the Hoysan Park extension that's been outstanding for a long time. Rather than the use of the site for parking, that the site gets implemented either on short-term or on permanent basis immediately by LCSD for the use that we have agreed and discussed many times in this meeting.
Thank you, Paul. So I think your written comments has been conveyed to the Lands Department for consideration. And for this particular case on STT, can I invite Mr. Wilson Pang of Transport Department to respond, please?
Thank you, Chair Lady. In the March this year, Harbourfront Commission meeting discussed this issue, coach parking issue, and Transport Department's representative presented and briefed members the strategies and measures being taken by the government to handle the supply and demand of parking spaces for various vehicle users. I understand that the Harbourfront meeting understood the government's effort to tackle the parking issues, and they did recognize that parking for coaches is should be treated differently with parking for private cars, things like that. And also in the Harbourfront Commission meeting, we explained to the members that coach parking is really needed in tourist hotspots, area very close to tourist hotspot due to the operation reason. So that is why the administration proposed two certain tenancy, one in Martian Street. This is very close to Jim Tao Choi waterfront, and the, another one is Bailey Street, very is close to the tourist hotspot in Toga Wan. So I understand that the government will consolidate a reply to Paul's concerns shortly.
Thank you, Wilson. Paul?
Yeah, Chair, I don't think that this discussion should be taken at lightly. You know, the members were informed, but there was no outcome in that, any suggestion that there was an outcome of support for the use of the areas for coach parking would be a misrepresentation, and that would be a kind word. You know, I urge these members in this committee to review these sites and make specific decisions after a detailed consideration of the sites, whether or not this committee supports them. And so this is not just about whether we ourselves here have comments on the use of these sites. It is about whether the committee here thinks that these two sites should be used and for how long they should be used, and if they're going to be used, under what conditions can they be used for coach parking. So I think, Chair, I think this should be an agenda item. It should be discussed. I'd hoped it was on the meeting today. I don't see it on the agenda. I don't see it. There is no further presentation on it, so I think it should be dealt with in a future meeting. Separately, I'd like to point out, and again, that there's quite some reference in this paper to the main committee on the coach parking issues, where the TD explains that they have some problems in deciding on permanent parking facilities for coaches. And that they instead would recommend more coach parking spaces along the streets of Tsim Sha Tsui. Now, I must say that anybody, if there should be any use of the streets of Tsim Sha Tsui, it would be for pedestrians and not for coach parking. And that if you're on a pedestrian footway, then coaches parked along the footway make the enjoyment of the district of Tsim Sha Tsui a miserable experience. So I don't think that this committee, in any way or any form, has suggested that we agree with the strategy of the Transport Department. I think in the main committee it's been noted what the problems are that they're facing, but I don't think there's any agreement with additional coach parking along the streets of Tsim Sha Tsui. And if that is proposed, Chair, again, I would hope that there is an agenda item here where we consider it from an harbourfront enhancement point of view, whether we'd like to have more coaches along the footways in Tsim Sha Tsui, or whether we prefer to have the widening of the footpaths and the construction of a permanent facility with the ability to permanently park the coaches, which is going to cost money. It's difficult for TD because they always worry that they make a mistake, but that's better than destroying the streets of Tsim Sha Tsui with coaches alongside it. It's already horrible today, and they suggested to make it even more horrible. So again, it's an agenda item for this meeting, which I propose, if it can't be dealt with today, to be dealt with in the future. But again, I think we should not just accept that there has been an explanation of how difficult life is for TD in the main committee as an acceptance in this committee of how Tsim Sha Tsui is going to be destroyed by coaches along the streets.
Thank you, Paul. I agree with you that coach parking is an important issue and that has to be addressed at different level. So actually, as members would have been aware, actually the item has been discussed at the Harbourfront Commission level as well. So we do, you know, kind of agreed with the entire Harbourfront Commission that we need to have an integrated approach to address the issue of coach parking. And at the individual task force level, I think it's important that we consider the local context, the operational needs, as well as to deliberate, you know, what's actually the local context will be. So to proceed, I think, you know, especially based on the discussion that we have at the Harbourfront Commission, that the minutes would be ready soon. Based on that basis, perhaps, you know, at the task force level later on, if we have specific items to discuss on these temporary car parking issues, we can discuss in an agenda item that would fit, you know, the entire purpose of making the harbourfront ripened and lively. Okay, could we proceed like this? Good. So is there any... Nancy, yeah?
Hi, 多謝. 我自己就很支持 尖沙咀一些旅遊的地區搞好旅遊，就是振興我們香港的經濟。 不過我都覺得如果泊旅遊巴那裡，都應該找一些位置是不阻礙交通的，真的不要說通街泊。我是很支持有一些車位是給旅遊巴去泊的，因為如果你沒有旅遊巴的位置給他泊，那些遊客來到在哪裡下車呢？他連等都等不到，在哪個方面可以 更加方便呢，我想呢啲咧運輸處咧一定要諗一啲嘅辦法。即係我自己嘅意見，我係好支持係有啲位俾旅遊巴泊嘅，但係咧一定係要唔好阻礙嗰個交通，令到個地區擠塞。咁呢樣嘢咧就最緊要個point咯。多謝。
Nancy，我諗都係即係呢個係好緊要，因為啲人 即係佢要用佢哋自己方便嘅交通方式，會去得到個 waterfront，
如果牽涉到上落客的情況，有些在泊的，如果是牽涉到他想上和接人，那裡有四至五個位置，其實現時可以在用的。現在我所知，在升降大道的優化項目當中，亦都會增加旅遊巴的泊位，我想除了上落客的情況，有些在泊的，這個就是出了問題。這裏除了運輸處的規劃，牽涉到警方執法的問題。如果是解決，比較長遠一點的，最好就令至有些上落的旅遊巴的位置，甚至是給他停泊的位置，其實我想運輸處應該掌握到，在當區哪些可以會不會是舒緩到的設施或者地方，我覺得這個是值得去整體去研究。謝謝你，洪議員。好，Yes,
Wilson。
或者我回應一下 Nancy 同埋阿洪議員嘅意見。其實我好多謝你哋贊成一啲地方，我哋要俾一啲車位俾啲 coach 上落客，方便啲旅客去一啲旅遊景點嘅。呢個正正我哋係要做嘅工作。正如阿洪議員講咧，就話沙士巴利道嗰個回應沙士巴利道嗰個新世界中心重建嗰度咧，我哋都會咧就喺現有嘅 旅遊巴上落點嘅咧，加長加多幾個位會做。依家我哋咧已經請路政署研究開工嘅啦。咁亦都物色一啲地方咧，加呢啲車位俾 coach parking。咁與此同時，咁我哋都喺個現在嘅時間係點咧？咁我哋都提議咗咧，有兩個臨時嘅用地咧，就用一俾 coach 泊車嘅。就係華信街同埋比利街，咁我咧都希望咧就大家咧就支持我哋做呢啲工作。
多謝你，我諗即係其實嗰、那個即係去翻即係交通啦，即係路路暢通啊，同埋方便到市民，我諗都係即係成個即係海濱或者成個交通系統都要即係希望達得到嘅事。